Bruce with the old. Now, as close to the mark as that horoscope seemed, I like my quiet time. To me, there's nothing better, and see if you don't like it, nothing better than sitting there in my easy chair. I got a very light social drink on the table next to me. I hear rattling around in the kitchen. I smell that stuffed squid a-boiling in the sauce. My honey going, I hear little pots and pans as I read my book. Now call that geezing if you want to. But somehow, I don't think in that kind of crank, I got the air conditioner cranked down, door locked, security alarm on, Doberman's patrolling the perimeter. I mean, I am just so relaxed. I don't think I can handle it if, you know, I had a couple of kids and one of them came running up to me saying,
Daddy, Thumper hit me.
All right, now, Hepzibar, you see what this is? This is a book. Daddy likes to read this book. And he can't read it if you're bothering him with problems, okay? So don't fight with each other. It's a big house. You take the upstairs, give Thumper the down, all right? Put him in the little playroom or something. But don't you bother Daddy now, because Daddy's real busy, okay? So I'll go back to reading my book. Be the real exciting part. I'm concentrating, then suddenly...
Daddy, I think Thumper made a BM.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, tell Alberta, then. Alberta's the operations manager over BMs, please. Don't tell me. Please, you know how that upsets me. I'm a very weak constitution when it comes to that. Now, you don't...
Daddy, Thumper spilled his tuna fish.
All right. Honey... You go play, okay?
Daddy, take us to the pool.
I'll take you to the pool. I'll take you to the pool. I'm gonna burn up sack with a brick. I'm sorry, honey. Papa's a little upset. Papa's a little upset, okay? All right, here comes Thumper now. Hi, honey. Did you fall down and make a BM?
Hi, Grease Man.
No, Daddy. Don't call me Grease Man Thumper. Please, I'm your father. Okay, so call me, hello, father.
Hey, dude.
Don't call me dude, Thumper. You know how I hate to be called dude.
What's happening, dude?
You're about to get in a burlap sack with your sisters. What's happening? Now shut up and eat your tuna fish and don't spill it on the floor.
I like tuna fish.
Well, you should eat your tuna fish. It's the only way you're going to get to be big and bold, for crying out loud.
I'm big and bold.
You're not big and bold there. You're not...
Girls are big and bold, too.
All right, Hepzibar, please. Why don't you both run along and play, okay? Because look at this. Papa's already got a little marginal high blood pressure, and you're making it escalate a little bit. Not that you should feel guilty over putting me in my grave, mind you, but you are upsetting me. Okay, you see this tag here? You know what goes on my toe? I've already had it printed up because you're sending me to an early grave! Now go and play! Hepzibar, take your brother, okay?
Daddy, I'm going to ride my bike. AMF!
Don't you talk to me like that. Adios, my father. Crying out loud. All right, see you, Thumper.
That's nice.
What's nice? The bicycle? Get away from that. See you later.
Bye, Grease Man.
Daddy! Call me Daddy! But you think they'll go outside and play? Oh, God, no. They got everything known to man. I'll buy them every stinking toy from a tree wheelie. Then I'll get the kid one of those mini Mercedes, you know, with the 16 batteries that go 22 miles an hour. Is he going to use his mini Mercedes? Is he going to use his pool complete with log, flue, and ride and everything? Yeah! Is he going to use his slip and slide? Yeah! The Apple Computer 9000DX? With every game known to man, is he going to use that? No! He's going to sit in my lap, poking my toes while I'm trying to read my book. All right, honey, that's not, all right. Honey. Honey pie. All right, that's very funny, but Daddy doesn't... Come on, that cuts through it now. You guys got a lot of things to play with. All right, sweetheart. All right, that's it. Good, very good. Okay, go and play it, okay? See you later. Bye-bye. Daddy loves you.
This is what they're about.
couldn't hurt you. You know that. I said, that'll be me in the home, you know. The kids will drive me to the home. So I'll be able to say, I'll be sitting there with nurses sedating me. It's time for his medicine. I'll be trying to get out of the wheelchair. They'll have me strapped to it. His kids drove him over the edge. And to make matters worse, as I'm strapped there, thinking at least now I can get some peace of mind in the insane asylum. You know, Thumper by then will have grown up and he'll come to visit me. It'll be horrible there.
Oh, man, you're spinning your wheels.
I know, I'm trying to...
You're like you're going nowhere.
All right, Thumper, will you push me to the restroom, please, for crying out loud there?
Hey, man, I made the scene here that, you know, Diggy like live.
All right, well, I'm live and I won't be live for long. I'm in the home. Now, please, just push me to the cafeteria, would you?
I'm hip.
Oh, Justin, will you stop with that? Yeah, geez, you're going to slit my wrist here.